Today is Sunday, May 3rd, 2015, and this...
Welcome to Las Vegas.
There's so much to see.
Followed lights.
And pretty sights.
And a cowboy waving to me.
Hello, cowboy.
They show off friendly in Vegas.
It's 5 Hundy by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 501.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 5 Hundy by Midnight. We are back after our eventful weekend last weekend. So we pre-recorded last weekend's show because we were supposed to go to Chicago, and that ended up not happening because the dog that we had mentioned that we were getting was available earlier than expected. So we ended up not going, and we got our dog.
Yes.
So he's here with us. And he's causing all kinds of havoc in our lives. We're trying to adjust to him. We'll talk about him in a second. Before we get on to that, let's briefly mention a follow-up to an announcement from last week, which was that our location for the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic is indeed at the D, but there is additional information. There are discount codes available for the D and Golden Gate during the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic in October. If you're interested in staying there and getting a decent room deal, a really good room deal, check out VegasInternetMafia.com for the details. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a great time. And our hosts certainly roll out the red carpet for us. And it's fun staying there. Everybody is close together and running into each other and having all kinds of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So our new guy, our new dog, Maximus, that's his name, Maximus.
Mm-hmm.
He came to us with that name.
Yes,
we're
he did.
Keeping it, however, because it's first of all a good name for a dog,
and because he's big.
And right now, as he's eating his first podcast bull penis, he is indeed Snackus Maximus.
Mm-hmm.
Maximus lends itself really well to a lot of different names.
Yes,
Snoozus Maximus when he's sleeping, or Sleepus Maximus,
Poopus Maximus.
Oh, he is Shittus Maximus for sure. My God. Anyway, he and Zoe are still getting used to each other, so we have them in separate...
There have been a few entanglements.
A few little skirmishes when food or treats are involved, so we have them separated right now. But she's safely enjoying her bull penis in another room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, guys, getting a young dog is a lot.
We forgot what that was like.
Yeah, it's been a week and a half of turmoil.
Non-stop chasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're getting there. I apologize to anybody who follows me on Instagram because it's pretty much just been one dog picture after another.
Mm-hmm.
Can't help it. He's an adorable little guy.
He's very photogenic.
Chaotic.
Yes.
So that's podcast dog number
four. He's very sweet when he's not zipping around.
I'm not sure how this whole podcasting thing is going to go today because his energy levels are very high. And after he's done with his treat, he may not just conk out. We might have to pause and take care of some... energy issues or something, but
and then resume.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll do what we can.
Yeah,
we'll power through.
So let's get on with a lot of news from the last couple weeks. This week coming up is huge in Las Vegas. A lot going on. Of course, this weekend was the Kentucky Derby as well as the big Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Mm-hmm.
That is over. It was interesting to watch a lot of the coverage on ESPN because...
Can we talk about the Derby super quick?
Yeah, I guess we have to.
American Pharoah is misspelled, and that's what happens when you crowdsource a name.
Okay. They crowdsourced the name?
Yes.
Okay. How did they do that?
I don't know.
Like vote on the name or?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Who cares? You know what? The thing that pisses me off about the Kentucky Derby.
Is all the shit beforehand?
Yes. Everything leading up to the 2 minutes, great. That's highly entertaining.
Yeah.
Everything before and after it is annoying. The fact that as soon as the race is over, they start talking about the Triple Crown. You shouldn't be allowed to mention the Triple Crown until they've won the first two races.
Yeah.
Stupid. It never happened, so who gives a shit? I'm pissed. Then that fight, I'm glad I didn't pay for that fight because I guess it was boring as all hell. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's move along. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things coming up this week. The big things coming up are, of course, Riviera closing on Monday.
What's Monday's date?
May 4th.
What's special about May 4th?
Oh, fuck you. I'm not acknowledging that. That's stupid, too.
May 4th is the day Tim gets really, really crabby on social media.
I'm unfriending anybody on Facebook who acknowledges Star Wars Day. I can't be friends with those people. No. Because if you still think that's clever, like, okay, the first time somebody thought of May the 4th be with you, it's like, oh, that's kind of... But, like, years later, you're still clinging to that? Like, fuck, find something else to be amused by. It's a fine line between clever and stupid, as the legend David St. Hubbins once said, and that's just stupid. Fucking idiots.
Do you want to talk about...
No. Whatever it is, I don't want to talk about it. Riviera is closing. Like, six people are going to be disappointed by it. No, it's more than that, and I get it. But...
It's one of the longer running...
It is.
...properties.
But it's done. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's time to go.
It's run its course.
Yeah. If you are there for the closing, we would love to hear from you. Please call in a report to our voicemail line. It would be interesting to hear how things are going and if there's anything noteworthy worth reporting. We have a couple calls later on today from people visiting the Riv for the final time. The liquidation sale, which always follows a closing of a hotel, begins on May 14th at 9 a.m. and it pretty much goes till everything is gone. So sometimes they last several weeks, depending on how long it takes. Some of the bigger items are already gone. I know Derek bought all the slot machines for the Golden Gate and the D. And the bronze butts we will get to in a minute. If you're thinking you'd somehow acquire the bronze crazy girl's statue, that is not going away. It's just moving. Oh. I will put a link in the show notes to the details on the liquidation sale in case anyone is interested in checking that out. The other big item this week is that Resorts World is breaking ground right across from Riviera. Really, not that far away. That's happening the day after Riviera closes. So, yay, new construction.
Mm-hmm.
One casino closes, another one begins its journey.
Would you like to sing the Circle of Life?
There will be somebody there holding up. I've never even seen Lion King. I don't know. Isn't it something holding up a baby lion?
Yeah.
And that's like the future king or something?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what happens after that. I should probably find out or not.
Should I go stand out there with my tiger jacket?
When holding up the baby lion, does it play In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel?
A Lion King. I think I might be say anything mashup.
I might be confusing my movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big news this week. Big surprising news. Tropicana has been sold. Penn National is buying Tropicana for $300 and some odd million. That company's name has come up every time that there's a strip casino for sale in the last several years. They're always in the running, but it never happens. In 2013, they did purchase M Resorts, which is down way, way, way down Las Vegas Boulevard, well beyond the end of the strip. I'm not really sure. I haven't heard a lot as far as how they have done with M Resort in terms of running that property, if people are happy with their ownership or not. I don't know a lot about Penn National other than they've been sniffing around the strip for years.
Because M was in pretty good shape before they bought it, and they probably just continued the stuff that was successful.
Right, that's just it. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens with Tropicana. Tropicana was in rough shape for years. The mm-hmm. current owners came in. They did a really good job renovating and putting some money into it, and they still haven't turned it around financially, however. They have had a few missteps with the showroom, which hasn't really found a regular performer that's done well there, a regular show. Their attempts at having a day club and nightclub have been, they failed miserably.
Yeah.
They just gave up on that, which was a wise idea. Their selection of restaurants is super limited, so they don't have a lot of food options there.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a few issues. They've announced additional retail and restaurant space they were going to build out to the Strip and Tropicana. And that has not yet begun. So not sure where that stands with the new ownership, but it'll be a while before all the paperwork is signed and approvals go through and all that, and it becomes a done deal. So we don't really know what Penn National has planned for that property, but hopefully it will do a good job and maybe pump some more money into it, do some further upgrades, and find a way to bring people in.
Find its identity a little more.
Yeah.
Because I still think it doesn't know what it wants to be yet.
I think that's true. They've got some nice things there.
They do.
I like...
The remodeled stuff looks really good.
They've got a really nice
except
pool
for the
area.
Outside. The outside just looks blank.
It looks like...
They need to do something with that, like primer.
It looks like they primed it, and then they never bothered to finish it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they do need... That needs some work, but... Hopefully they'll figure something out and it'll be a good change for Tropicana. So that's the scoop with that property. In news of that is not surprising to anyone at all, Duck Dynasty's the musical Duck Commander, based on the TV show Duck Dynasty, it opened 2 weeks ago. The closing has already been announced.
I was hoping you did.
Have the failure horns?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there we go. Everybody expected this. It was the worst idea ever for a show.
Did you play that when the show was announced, too?
I may have. The thing about that show is I was checking on tickets frequently, just out of curiosity to see how they were selling. And I could pull up the seating chart for just about any show, like a day before the actual show. And the seating chart was identical to the final show that they had planned for June 30th, which is not happening anymore. Nobody was buying tickets in advance for this show. So if they were selling anything, it's very, very likely that it was through the half-price ticket sellers.
Mm-hmm.
But it is closing on May 17th. If you ever had the desire to see a musical based on a bunch of rednecks out in the woods or whatever the fuck those guys do, your time is limited. There are plenty of tickets available. You'll have no trouble getting in very cheaply. And it will not be missed. Supposedly, they're looking for new venues, not in Vegas, but like, oh, maybe we'll take it on the road.
No.
Unless they're bringing it to Branson or touring the Deep South.
Was the...
But even then, I don't see it doing well.
What was that in the press release? We've learned many lessons from this.
Yeah.
How about the lesson that nobody's interested?
I know. I could have told you all those lessons without you spending a dime. Yeah. Oh, so that's the deal with our beloved Duck Commander.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who had, it's pretty much 1 month. There might be, I don't know if the overs or unders would get
Which
it on 1 month.
What, 2 weeks longer than you thought it would be?
Pretty much. No, I figured it would last a month. I figured it would last about a month, I think. Just, they usually like to give things a shot more than a month, except for Viva Veracruz, which never even opened.
Mm-hmm.
That's still among my favorite crashes in Vegas. There is, you know, let me jump around here. Another show is returning to Las Vegas after being gone for the past couple months, Veronique at Bally's. We were kind of perplexed by the fact that they were still advertising her show, even though she's been gone for several months.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why. She is returning on May 14th. She's a female impressionist, does a lot of musical impersonations. And
see, this way Bally's doesn't have to change their marquee.
Exactly. And they left like the blackjack table felts with her picture on them and stuff. That show's gotten pretty good reviews. We've heard decent things about it, but I know ticket sales have been relatively soft when it's been there in the past. They had that deal where you get tickets for like $5 or something with a discount
code.
Wasn't
it like $2.50 or something?
It was ridiculously
cheap. It was crazy
cheap.
And a lot of people went and were impressed.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that got enough word of mouth going.
I don't know. It's
that
not,
it boosted ticket sales.
Her return right now is relatively short. The dates are May 14th through June 14th, and it's only 14 shows in that month span. So we'll see if it's a long-term thing or if she's just coming back for a brief time and seeing how tickets do. Tickets do run between $45 and $95. Again, she performs in the showroom at Bally's. More show news, Frankie Shinta, who is a longtime Las Vegas performer, his show at the D is closing. Jason tipped us off to this on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
He's been at the D since the transformation from Fitzgerald's, which is coming up on about 3 years, I believe. That show is closing on May 20th. No word on whether or not he has a new home lined up for another show in Las Vegas or if he's going to take a break and go elsewhere for a while. Defending the Caveman recently opened in the showroom at the D, and that's going to be moving to the 8:30 time spot that Frankie had. Currently, it's been doing some 4 o'clock matinee shows and some 8:30 shows. I believe they're getting rid of the matinee show and just moving to the night slot. So that's a scoop. Defending the Caveman has gotten a lot of shitty reviews. I know some people who say it's the worst show they've ever seen.
Wow. It looks, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, it seems like it's a dated concept. Like, mm-hmm. that whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Yeah. Like, that's like 20 years ago.
Yes.
Really? We're still talking about this shit?
Doing that?
I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me.
Mm-mm.
All right. Crazy Girls, as we mentioned, the show at the Riv did indeed find a home at Planet Hollywood. It's going to be moving to what was Sin City Theater and is about to become Crazy Girls Theater. That is opening on May 13th. And yes, indeed, the bronze butt statues will be moving from Riviera as well. I don't know if this show is going to last at Planet Hollywood. That theater has not done well as far as keeping acts long term.
Where is that one again?
It's up on the mezzanine level.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes it's a comedy club. Sometimes it's like tribute bands. They had that that one performer who got really good reviews. He did like a dance show.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it a few months ago, but that was even a short run. It didn't last long, and then never heard anything about it again. Whether or not they will adequately promote Crazy Girls to keep it open remains to be seen.
Hmm.
I'm also curious where they will place the bronze butts.
Will they place them on the mezzanine and maybe get people up there, or will they place them in a more prominent location?
I think they'd be better off placing them outside.
Yeah.
Because I think that would maybe draw more attention. If you put them up on the mezzanine level, only people who are going up there to see them are going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Put them out on the strip.
And people who are going to see the butts aren't necessarily going to buy tickets to the show.
No, so. But raising the attention out on the street might get people to...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that would be a better placement. People love having their pictures taken in front of the bronze lady butts.
I did it last time I was there.
So there you go. You are living proof of that, of mm-hmm. my theory that mm-hmm. people love the bronze lady butts.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Is that it for show news? Yes. Yeah. So okay. Downtown Grand, we've been talking about how they've been making some changes. More changes are in the works, and these are good, I think. They recently rebranded their pool deck from picnic to rooftop pool deck, generic black and yellow pool deck.
the yellow and black attack.
Yeah, they are having a special on Friday nights from 5 to 8 that I thought was kind of noteworthy. I don't know if the price is quite right. Maybe a couple bucks lower would be nice, but for $12.95, all-you-can-eat barbecue party at the pool deck. 3 hours. Burgers, dogs, chicken, other stuff.
Actual barbecue? Or is it more of a grill out?
I think it's grilling.
See, you say barbecue, and that gets me.
I know. That's how they're promoting interested. It. But I think it's grill.
It's a grill out.
Grilling food. So, I don't know, $12.95 for all you can eat for 3 hours. $9.95 might be a better price point for that.
Yeah.
But I like that they're making the effort.
They're trying something.
Another thing they're trying, and this happens quite a bit, you see these promotions from different casinos where when you sign up for the slot card, they give you your money back up to a certain amount in losses. Usually it's through free play. It's almost always in free play.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Grand is going to try that promotion, or they are trying that promotion. Now, details online are scarce. They're directing people to the Players Club for details. So I don't know exactly how it works, but it's $1,000 back, which is a huge amount. Usually it's mm-hmm. like $200.
Yeah. I think that's what Trops was.
Yeah. I think there have been some that have done a huge amount, and they usually don't last long.
No, because people take advantage of that.
Now, if they structured it the right way, they might get away with this, where if it's $1,000, but it's only $200 each month for
mm-hmm.
5 months or something, and you don't get your money back right away, those kind of things might work. But if you structure it wrong, you'll get the advantage players in there who will take advantage of it and shut it down within a couple of days. So I'm not exactly sure what the rules are, but if you are interested in playing at Downtown Grand and don't have a slot card yet there,
this would be a good way to get one.
Yeah, check it out. And if you lose, and it's usually like within the first 24 hours, they'll return your losses. But again, they're not putting many of the details up online. So if anybody finds out what exactly the stipulations are, please let us know. We would love to report on that further. So that's Downtown Grand. We've got a restaurant closing to report. This is a long time restaurant in Vegas.
Yeah, I think it was there since the Grand Canal Shops opened.
Yeah, Wolfgang Puck's, is it Postrio or Postrio?
I think it's Postrio.
In the Grand Canal Shops has closed. It is gone.
Yeah, it was good. We went there once. We were very impressed by it, but we never went back because it's a pain in the ass to get to.
And who wants to go into a mall?
I do, but you don't.
It was a delicious lunch that we had there.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it a great deal. Wolfgang Puck told Vegas 7 that the reason it closed is rent just got way too high. $100,000 a month.
The rent was too damn high?
The rent was too damn high. $100,000 a month. Now, I don't know what that space, what comparable space typically goes for. But apparently, if Wolfgang Puck, who's been there since it opened, is saying it's too much, we can't make a profit on that. You have to wonder how the other shops in Grand Canal are doing or will be able to do long term if they jack the rent up that high. But, of course, Wolfgang Puck has other restaurants in Las Vegas, so you can certainly find his food elsewhere. But that was a decent restaurant. I'm kind of sad to hear that it went.
Yeah. I
like that place a lot. All right. Caesars Entertainment has fucking destroyed its video poker, which is hard to do since it was already shitty to begin with.
Yeah.
We've had a bunch of reports that they have wiped out their video poker. Like, it's still there, but the pay tables have been decimated. And they already were not great. They were fairly typical of what you find.
They went from shitty to full on diarrhea.
Oh, exactly. Like explosive diarrhea of video poker. If you sit down at a bar top machine, you're going to get a splash of diarrhea in your face just for looking at the pay tables. It's so bad. That's how horrible it is. So like bonus poker went from 7.5 to 6.5.
What?
Video poker players will know this. This is like Minnesota casino level bad. Not good at all. I'm not going to go through all the different pay table decreases because there's a bunch of them. But if you're interested, if you're a video poker player, go to vpfree2.com and look at
it. You want to see how bad the carnage is.
Yeah, you can look at the information on the decimation of video poker there. I think there was a discussion about it on our Facebook group as well. So thanks, Caesars. Way to give us another excuse not to play at your property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like have any... What am I going to... I'm not going to be playing there anymore. Like, I'll play medium bad, but I can't...
Mm-hmm.
If there's better video poker just across the street...
Yeah.
And don't fucking email me and tell me to go to fucking Sam's Town. I always get one of those whenever we talk about video poker.
Full pay is plentiful at Sam's Town.
I want to play on the strip, so it's all about environment. It's not just about the best pay tables. Mm-hmm. But 6.5, I can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Regular poker players, not video poker, but regular video poker players.
Regular poker players.
I'm so distracted by this new dog. It's really hard to do the show, but he's behaving.
Concerned. Yes.
He's sitting here patiently waiting for us to complete. He looks kind of like the RCA dog right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Mirage's Poker Room is reopening. It's been closed for the last several months. 8 a.m. on May 22nd, that poker room will be opened once again. So I know they did some work. I think it's going to be smaller than it was before. But if you are, again, if you're a poker player and you've played there before, we would love to get a report on what has changed once it's opened. So let us know what you think of the new poker room at Mirage. Finally, and I did not pull audio clips because just pulling the stuff together for the show has been enough of an effort this week as is. But maybe
we'll, as is staying awake.
Oh, yes. Everything is a little more tedious when you're breaking in a new dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping like trying to get him used to our routines, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to whine. I love the little guy, but
yeah.
Holy shit. I forgot how much work they were. Anyway, Fremont Street Experience. We've been talking about their summer concert lineup. There have been some recent developments since our last show.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we had discussed Smash Mouth, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and we also thought Tonic was going to be part of that lineup. However, that has changed. Tonic is no longer listed as part of that one.
Because?
Tonic has moved from June 27th with Toad and Smash Mouth to May 30th with Vertical Horizon.
Who I haven't thought about in a long time, but I really do like a couple of their songs.
I know... For Vertical Horizon's name, but I can't think of...
She has everything she wants. She has everything she needs. Something, something.
Oh, something, something. Yeah. I like that one.
I'm not going to sing it.
I will pull clips at some point for their lineup. I just haven't gotten around to it. And then I will comment on whether or not I like these bands.
And then there was one called I Will Never Let You Down, and they did a nice little twins montage.
Oh, I remember that song. I do like that song. Well, that's May 30th. Before that, on May 23rd, and these two are officially announced, the Vertical Horizon Tonic Show and the Casey and the Sunshine Band show on May 23rd have been officially announced. Casey and the Sunshine Band, I had the privilege.
Distinct pleasure.
I got a chance to see them last July, just before quitting my job as part of a work event. They performed at the convention for the organization I worked for. And I saw about six songs before I bailed on the show. But pretty good. A huge band, huge horn section. It was and dancers, It was an entertaining show. KC is very self-deprecating. He's put on a lot of weight. He doesn't look like he did in 1978. And he comes out and he does some songs, and then he makes jokes about himself. He's very that went a long way with me.
Yeah.
He's like, "What the hell happened to me?" I mean, it's like, okay,
he's not pretending to be anything that he's not.
No. And he's telling there were a few children there, and he was telling them like, "I was your mom's Justin Bieber." It was good, and he sounded pretty good, and the show overall was pretty good. So a free show on Fremont Street, I think KC would be pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
So that one's all right. And then the other one that has not yet been announced, but I was once again pleased to be able to roll out the pre-announcement, as I like to do. Spin Doctors and Cherry Pop and Daddy is on August 1st. Who the fuck wants to see Spin Doctors? Oh, my God.
Not me.
Is there a worse band from the 90s? The Spin Doctors, just in terms of how shitty their songs were. Smash Mouth is close, but Spin Doctors
are not good.
Oh my God, those songs got so hammered into the ground, and they were so bad to begin with. Two Princes, and what was the other one?
That's Two Princes.
Okay,
go ahead now.
Oh my God, I hate them.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
That's the one.
Yes.
Fuck them. Cherry Pop and Daddies, I don't know much about, but they can't be as bad as Spin Doctors.
No.
Yeah. You think that the Spin Doctors guy still has... He had some really bad health issues, I think. And then,
did he?
I wonder if he shaved his like flea-infested beard yet. Is he still wearing that wool stocking cap every day of the week? That
this is why smell. People are showing up to find out the answers to these questions, because it's not to hear the music.
I'm going to get an angry email from some diehard Spin Doctors fan who is so happy about this free show and really upset.
You go on. Like I said, go ahead now.
Yeah.
just go on and enjoy that.
Yep.
I will not be interfering with your access to that show in any way, shape, or form.
Soak it up. Okay. Why do we have to shit on everything?
I don't know.
It's part of our charm.
People, you said some nice things about KC and the Sunshine Band.
I know. I like, and you wouldn't
we
expect
like Toad
me to.
The Wet Sprocket.
I like Toad a lot.
We like a couple songs by Vertical Horizon.
See, we're well balanced.
Shitting on everything.
But I think the when we shit on the stuff, I think that is more memorable than when we praise something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that contributes to the... People like when we shit on stuff until it's something they like, and then they get really pissed.
Yes.
yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do? It's what the show was built and founded on. Honesty. Our honest opinions. You may not agree, but that's fine. If you love Spin Doctors and go to the show, call in a review after the show.
Mm-hmm.
You won't remember. You won't be listening by then, because you've probably stopped listening by now. One Spin Doctors
throwing their headphones down in rage.
Damn it. Just fucking cranking Little Miss over and over again in spite of us just cursing our existence. Yeah. All right. Let's move along. We have a lot of phone calls to get to. We have some a different type of Dear Tim and Michelle segment coming up, which involves opening a gift on the live on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, let's talk about our beloved sponsor and friends at Viator.
Viator, Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So yes, Viator is great in so many ways. One of the things they do that's really cool, as you know, for people who are not familiar with Viator. Viator makes your vacation better. They have all kinds of shows and experiences and tours and travel packages and all kinds of stuff to enhance your vacation. If you want to go see something cool and you're going to a particular city. We were
looking at Viator options for Chicago,
We were planning on booking some Viator stuff, and then, of course, our trip got called off and we didn't get to do it. We were going to do a mob tour. I was eyeing some food and bar kind of tour action, but it didn't happen. So when we reschedule, we'll have to make that right.
Yes.
But one of the things that Viator does that's really cool is exclusives. They have exclusive packages, exclusive tours, things you cannot get through any other third-party seller. And that is great. Great deals on unique experiences, once-in-a-lifetime experiences. You're not going to find them elsewhere. Some of the things include Statue of Liberty and 9/11 Memorial Tour. I think that one has like exclusive access.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you can see things you can't see on other tours. Some of them have like reserved sections that are just for people on the Viator tour. Some just don't exist elsewhere. There's a Vegas Strip limo tour with a personal photographer. You will not find that elsewhere. There's early access food tour of Pike Place Market. July 4th, New York fireworks cruise with lobster dinner. That is a Viator exclusive. Another one in Las Vegas is the fighter pilot experience. And then there's a late night TV show taping in Manhattan walking tour that I was intrigued by. Ooh. They don't tell you which late night show is, but they say it's 30 minutes. And the photo that they use is obviously of the Daily Show set. Yeah, so I'm guessing it's probably going to be either Daily Show or maybe Larry Wilmore's show. But that would be kind of cool. And obviously you can get tickets for television taping elsewhere, but this one you can, you know, make sure and reserve a specific date, and it includes this Manhattan walking tour, and they take you around. I think they take you by some other like late night show stuff. It looks like a cool thing. So many different cool attractions, experiences, shows, whatnot to make your vacation better. Viator.com has it all. Check them out. Please support them because they support this show. And if you're going to book something through Viator, click through our banner before you book it, and we get bonus extra credit love from Viator. A lot of people have been using that. We do appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. With that, our very special, very different Dear Tim and Michelle segment.
Got a box full of letters. Think you might like to read. Send your note and desires. Means of contact, P.O. Box 8941. Baby. Write you a letter.
All right, so a couple items I wanted to talk about on our Dear Tim and Michelle segment. I feel like I'm racing through the show because I'm just waiting for the all hell to bust loose here with
either the dogs to start barking at each other or the dogs to start barking outside. I do have to say that Max has carried on the tradition of
farting during the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, the house has had a return to the specific boxer odor that we had been missing. Well, I wouldn't say we've been missing it, but. Yeah. Here we go. They're growling at each other. Good stuff. Okay, so I got two gifts this week, or since the last show. And first one was a bet ticket, a sports bet ticket from Nick and Michelle, longtime friends of the show.
Yes.
Love those guys.
Good people.
Fellow boxer owners. And they put a bet down on the Vikings to win the NFC. Because it pained them to know that we were from Minnesota and do not cheer for the Vikings. And knowing what degenerates we are, knew that if we had money on something, we would be forced to root for them. They are correct. I mean, that's the only, generally with sports, other than, you know, like the Twins I like, even though they are horrible at everything.
And the Wild.
And the Wild, of course. But unless I have money on football, I don't really care. And now I'm going to be forced to hope that the Vikings do well. Unless they completely blow it the first several weeks and like they're out of the running. And then I can go back to my usual ways of indifference and slightly negative indifference. So anyway, thanks to Nick and Michelle for that, I think. I don't know if I should be thanking them or not. I'm not sure.
Damn it, you're trying to pull me back in again.
I like the idea. So that was in the P.O. box, and it was a nice little surprise.
Yes.
And then we got a gift, which we're going to open here, if you want to start opening it. Okay. A local listener, Kevin.
Do I open the letter?
I don't know. A Twin Cities listener, Kevin, contacted me and said he had something for us. And
it says, Dear Tim and Michelle, congratulations on show number 500. Here's to the next 500 shows. Sincerely, Kevin.
We'll see. Uh-oh. Little guy's... Little guy can help.
He's going to help open the present.
So we got a present. I went and met Kevin, and he gave us this lovely gift, which we're opening. He said it's some sort of Vegas memorabilia that will look lovely in our house. And I can't wait to see what it is.
And it's fragile. It is fragile.
The anticipation is building.
I'm afraid that I'm going to ruin it or something.
No, just don't drop it. Just don't break it. It's glass. Okay. I'm guessing it's some sort of slot machine glass.
The thing that you guessed was correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did have a hunch based on one thing that he told me. So, would you like to say what it is since you're holding it? I can see it now. It is, wow.
You describe it.
I promised we would never mention this slot machine on the podcast again, and now I have
now
to.
Now we're forced to.
It is a slot machine glass from the Lion's Share machine.
Very nice.
Wow. And I know he said there were a couple of them available. He got one for himself.
Good.
So as much as I grew to hate that machine because of the constant calls updating us on the total.
This is a really cool thing to have.
Fucking cool.
So thank you for procuring this for us and also transporting it, because it couldn't have been easy to do.
Yeah, I will take a picture of that and post it on Twitter later today. Thank you very much for that, Kevin. That's
really cool.
We'll have to find a place where that's not going to...
where it's not going to tip over.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. But that's going to look good in our Vegas room. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah,
so as much as I got sick of that lion share machine, that's kind of a cool thing to have. Awesome. Thanks, guys. You guys are so good to us.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Okay, before we get to our phone calls, so much this week. Facebook group discussion of the week, April 30th, from our friend Rue from Denton, Dallas, and beyond.
Who will also be a VIMP.
He was. He heard us. He heard some people talking recently. He was out in public, heard some people talking, and thought, oh, they kind of sound like Tim and Michelle. And then he realized they were talking about Vegas, and he was like, holy shit, what? This is weird. Are they here? And then he realized he had accidentally triggered his podcast app on his phone, and it was in his pocket.
He butt podcasted.
He did. And that was great. That greatly amusing to me. So I decided that would be the Facebook group discussion of the week. Other people chimed in with weird things that have happened to them like that. Is he trying to...
He's trying to eat the gift.
Oh, of course he is. It's glass, buddy. You can't do it. Let's take some phone calls, shall we?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Bob from Oregon.
Hey, Bob.
And I'm at MGM Grand, staying at the Skyloft. Really nice place.
Nice.
Butlers, all this shit. And I come down to play blackjack with some serious money. They actually have even money pay on blackjack.
What?
Not even six to five.
On regular blackjack?
I couldn't believe it. It's horrific. So I'm playing video poker, and I'm going to go have a steak. I'm so disgusted. Speak to you later. Bye.
So I've seen that on video blackjack, and I've seen that on blackjack switch and variations of blackjack, but on a regular blackjack table without the little, like, you know, weird...
Gimmicky side games or whatever.
That's strange. That is very strange, and... Not a good thing. So hopefully that won't catch on. That's even worse than
diarrhea video poker table.
If you sit down at a MGM blackjack table that pays that, you'll get a splash of, it'll be horrible. It'll be just like those video poker machines. Okay, next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Steve from Tulsa.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, we are in Vegas for a week. We are
Tulsa, by the way, recently came out in the news that is America's most violent city.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything,
so,
but
safety first, Steve. Safety first.
We're staying at the Vidara, which we've never done before. Great place. $20 trick worked for us. Got a lakeside suite with a view of the Bellagio.
Nice.
We rented a car this time, and something we've never done in our umpteen trips out to Vegas. And drove out to the Valley of Fire State Park, which is about an hour northeast of town. If folks have gone out to Red Rock and have enjoyed looking at that, well, they would really enjoy Valley of Fire. It's much prettier. Got some hiking opportunities just for those people that, you know, want to get off the strip. We decided to eat at Jerry's Nugget, which is, I guess, north of downtown. And, you know, they're famous for their prime rib. Ate there on my first trip to Vegas 18 years ago. It was kind of...
Are they really famous for it? I'm thinking no. I don't think... When you think, you know, I really like prime rib. You know who's got the best prime rib? Jerry's Nugget. I don't think they're really famous for that.
Hmm.
And if they say they're famous for it, guaranteed nobody knows about it.
Huh.
If you ever see something that says world famous, nobody outside of the... fucking 6-block radius where it's located know that it's...
What about Dupars? Don't they advertise their pancakes as being...
Thanks for shitting on my point, but... I like when you see some place that's
And they are world famous, and they're fucking delicious.
I like when you have the world's best steakhouse, and it's in the shittiest neighborhood in the city. Anyway, okay, so yeah, Jerry's is famous. Everybody knows about Jerry's prime rib.
Need to go back there. Prime rib was excellent. The horseradish sauce is the spiciest you've ever had, which just added to it. Wonderful experience. I'd recommend it.
Uh-oh.
And lastly, on Monday night, we ate at Itsy Bitsy Ramen and Whiskey. Saw it mentioned on the Vital Vegas blog and thoroughly enjoyed that. Charlie, the manager, walked us through the entire menu. We had never had ramen before, aside from like five for a dollar back in college. So
the good old days.
Just a great experience, and they even gave us some free ice cream to top off the meal. So
nice.
I would really recommend the ramen there. We got the pork pot stickers and the spicy edamame.
Oh, yes.
It was all wonderful. Say thanks for all you do. We're having a great time out here. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the report. We do appreciate it. And, yeah, I look forward to trying Itsy Bitsy. I think we have another call about that later today. Sounds like
I'm looking forward to trying their whiskey part, but the appetizers look outstanding.
Awesome. We'll check it out next time we're in town. Speaking of the Vital Vegas blog.
What's up, you guys? Hey, it's Scott. I had to call in, of course. Might have missed your deadline, but I wanted to just congratulate you.
Thank you.
On 500 shows. It's absolutely amazing. It's hard to really express the gratitude for the laughter, for the inspiration, for everything that you've done for me, for my blog, for my town. You guys have done something absolutely remarkable.
No,
it's just a number, but that number represents an incredible level of commitment to something and a true generosity, because everybody knows this is not about making money or those kind of benefits. Making friendships and imparting value to people. So thank you. Congratulations. Love the podcast. Out.
All right. Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that. That's very kind.
Yes.
I'm all about imparting value, especially to Spin Doctors fans. All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Keith in Houston. Just hey, wanted to congratulate you on 500 great shows. I listened to all 400.
I don't know if I'd say 500 of them were great.
Who was it who said 10 great shows and 490?
That's about right.
99 of them. Some of my favorite memories I wanted to share. Number one was your stomach-churning description of the fried Twinkies at Mermaid.
Oh, yes. Classic.
I like fried
moment.
Twinkies. And those sounded absolutely disgusting. Burger Pipe didn't sound real appetizing either. But what I really liked the most was the shows you posted while you were out for your kidney surgery. Your tour of downtown and the Strip was really good, really informative. I just think you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Now, we let you off the hook for show 500, but we expect something big for show 1,000. Anyway, keep up the great work.
Yeah, we'll talk in
Thank
a decade.
Thank you.
I'll start working on that right now. Oh, I'm glad you like that. I'm glad you like the shows that we did when I was on my I was going to say deathbed, but that'd be over.
No.
That'd be a little bit too much.
Thankfully, yeah. That was not the case.
I'm glad that worked out that we had those available. That's cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. Very, very kind words. Of course, our expert on Las Vegas bathrooms is Olanzo. We always love to hear from him, and we have a couple calls from him this week. Starting off with this one, of course. A bathroom report.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. It's Olanzo again, this time from the D. Hooray, D! I got a bitch to make. So, upstairs, and you've been in the bathroom upstairs, right
Many
at the
times.
Top of the escalator.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the really nice gray 12 by 24 tiles and the red grout. Beautiful bathroom. But here's the problem. So the urinals are back to back. There's like a row of six and a row of six, and they back to back each other.
Yep.
And so we're about half full here, and backing out of the urinals comes this old dude on a scooter,
uh-oh,
oxygen tank strapped to the thing, just backing the fuck up. Doesn't care who's in his way. He is coming out. And he was buried all the way in there, too. He was all the way at the end, rolling over toes. Dudes are running to get the hell out of their way. He backs all the way out around the corner and back down towards the toilet. Nobody knows what the hell is going on. And then just grumps at everybody and pulls out. And like me and six other dudes are just standing here looking at each other like, did that really just happen? But anyway, that's the G. All right. Bye.
Oh, Fremont.
Of course something like that would happen to Olanzo. He spends most of his Vegas time in men's rooms, mainly for this show.
Yes, he does research. He does reports.
We're going to hear from him later on with another Vegas bathroom report. Uh-oh. That's it. That's the spirit.
Mm-hmm. I would also like to point out that Max likes bubble wrap.
Oh, is he trying to eat the bubble wrap?
Uh-huh.
Good stuff. Well, we learned something new about our dog during the show. All right, let's keep it moving before these two flip out any further.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's Danny from Houston. I enjoyed hearing my drunken message.
Keep it rolling.
That's pretty cool. Anyway, I wanted to call back and give y'all some additional details and clarifications. First of all, on my drunken note, I said we're eating coffee shop food. I literally meant the place that makes coffee at Westgate, Fortuna, eating the sandwiches that were sitting in that case for a couple of days. So that was pretty neat. Anyway, we were at Westgate for 3 days, and I said that they were doing renovations. By the time that we left, all the slot floor was reopened, and the north tower hallway was completely done. And now I see that all this experience is open, and so they're moving pretty damn fast, and it's pretty cool to see. I posted on the Facebook group about my experience with the social media guy and what just happened. But other than that, their service has been phenomenal, and I look forward to going back in May during the second weekend of Rock in Rio. One of the other things with Westgate I want to say is that their timeshare people are all over the place, but if you stay single, and I guess for me and my wife, our plan is to act single, they won't approach you. But if you're in a couple, any form of couple, they approach you and are pretty aggressive, I've noticed. Other thing I noticed is in the preview center, they have lots of tables, and they were almost always 80% to 100% full. So people are actually engaging with them and, I guess, pursuing the timeshare opportunity. They do offer a $100 voucher for dining or show tickets. And so I'm guessing people are trying to take advantage of that and hopefully not getting timeshare unless you're into that. The other thing I want to say is we went to downtown on Friday, and we did a couple of things. I did a coupon run to try to save some money because we're going back in May, like I said, for a total of 11 days between there and Los Angeles. And it was fun. We had a good time. I haven't explored downtown like that. We spent about, I'm going to say, 8 hours there. Started off with Pizza Rock for lunch. It was wonderful as always. Service is always really good there, and I think a bunch of other places in town could probably learn from that. I know we were asking about the downtown Grand table limits, and I don't play tables, but since I was there, I looked, and about 3 o'clock on Friday, all the blackjack tables were at $5. So I believe that's outside of what they set their parameters were for having those table limits that were maybe in the evening. So that's good for them. I managed to make $300 off of the ACG coupon for the Golden Gate, and so that was awesome. We played there for a long time. The drink service was great. I really loved that place. I'd never been there before, so highly recommend it. And then other than that, I'm kind of over all of the naked old people and fat people, and as a naked old fat person, well, I'm not naked. As an old fat person, I'm in my 40s, so maybe not old. Anyway, either way, I would never do that, and I don't want to see it, and it's just really, I don't know why people give them money. It's not a big thing. Just pay me, give me money. You can take a picture with me. All right. I have a couple of other things, but I'll call back later. Happy 500, y'all. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Thanks so much for your call. We've had a few times where the timeshare salespeople topic comes up on the Facebook group, and mm-hmm. people chime in and say, I've never really had been bothered by them. But then it comes out that they're alone in Vegas or they're not.
Right.
They only target couples generally, so
heterosexual couples generally.
No, not necessarily.
Have they started?
Yeah, they've expanded their horizons.
All right.
Yeah, at least based on some of the reports that I've seen. So there you have it. Yeah, I'm over the naked people on Fremont Street too.
Oh yeah,
nearly naked people.
One thing you can answer is if the timeshare people, back to the timeshare thing, mm-hmm. they ask, "Are you married?" One of your favorite things to say is not to each other.
It's true. It's one of many responses yes. that I have chambered and ready to go. Some of which are covered in a book that I'm putting together, which will be coming to you in the near future. All right. Next caller, please.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, Barry Z from Florida. I'm on my first full day of a six-night stay here at in Las Vegas. We're downtown at the Golden Nugget. We're here with I'm here with my wife and a family friend. The girls are going shopping, so I'm trying to do a downtown casino crawl, trying to shoot craps and buy a drink at every downtown casino today.
Nice.
I didn't get very far, however. I got down to the D, and I can see why you guys love that long bar, because that guy, he held that bottle over his head. It seemed to pour forever, and my goodness, what a drink. It knocked me on my ass, and I'm still trying to sober up, and it's been an hour and a half. That's got to be the best liquor value I've ever paid for in this town since I've been coming out here. So I can see why you guys like that place. It's great. Well, anyway, I'm at the downtown Grand. If anybody pours another drink like that before I'm done, I might have to rethink it. And they might find me on a park bench here somewhere. But I'm enjoying my first day in Vegas, and I'll probably check in with you later. So see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Good luck with your downtown casino crawl.
I'm afraid to try that.
Drinking at every casino?
We tried that on the Strip a couple times.
Yeah, there's a lot more casinos on the Strip than there are on Fremont.
Is that a challenge?
We could do it. We could do it. I'm pretty confident we could do it.
Okay.
Depending on what time. I mean, if it was like in 2 hours, we'd have a problem.
No.
But if we an all-day thing, no problem.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
We could do that. As long as it was one bar in each casino. Because like Golden, if you did every bar in every casino, Golden Nugget would kill us.
Yeah, you'd die halfway through Golden Nugget. That'd be crazy. That's just crazy talk, lady. All right. Let's check in with Bob from Oregon again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Bob again. I'm at the MGM. And I just played the Fred Flintstone slot machine. It's not very good. It's pretty bad. The funny thing is about three-quarters of the $20 bills I tried to put in it, it wouldn't accept. It's really putting a dent in my counterfeiting efforts here.
I
went over to Kraft Steak, a really good Japanese steak. They are very, very, very expensive. And but I asked for a martini, and instead of using English gin, I wanted the Dutch gin, Jenever. And you'd think a place with a wall of booze would have Jenever. She says, we don't have any of that. I was nonplussed. Anyway, I continue on my trip.
All right. Good luck with your efforts to find that. We'll find out later on whether or not he was able to track down that particular beverage.
I know they have it at Book and Stage.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you may be close. He found it somewhere near there. Spoiler alert. All right. Next up.
Hey, Michelle and Tim. Andy from the Twin Cities.
Hello, Andy.
Quick little trip report. I had a quick two-day trip. I came out Sunday night, and now I'm leaving on Tuesday. It was a solo trip. Staying at the Aria, I had a basic, whatever their basic room is. When I checked in on Sunday night, I tried the $20 trick. She politely slid the $20 back, but then she upgraded me to the Sky Suites.
Nice.
The room was the exact same I would have had in the other tower. However, here you have, it's kind of like Hotel 32, where you have a separate concierge, and then you have water, soda, pastries, fruits, and other snacks, and then at night, they also put out chocolate-covered strawberries and other stuff. But having that water after even, you know, out drinking or just taking a stroll on this trip, it's nice to have that that free water.
Being on the concierge floor or something like Sky Suites or Hotel 32 is underrated because, like you said, it's just nice to be able to grab water whenever you want. But just little snacks, like just, you know, having a little pre-breakfast.
It's a lovely little touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
We've only had it a couple times, but it's been a nice little thing. I would love to stay that way every time, but not realistic, unfortunately, with our...
Not in the budge.
No, not in the... All right.
Last night, met up with Ashley and Daryl of VegasForBeginners.net, and we went to the Mandarin Bar. It was very good. It was my first time there.
Love that place.
I had the Golden Leaf. It's called the Mandarin Martini. Uses gin, some mandarin oranges, some pineapple juice, a few other ingredients, and it was very, very good. I think the other two had a Barry Bellini and Sirzak. I'm probably screwing that name up.
Sazerac.
All the drinks were very good. The best part about that was, actually two things were really good. The view on there is awesome from the bar itself. And if you go down the hallway to the bathroom itself has a very awesome view when you're washing your hands at the sink. For a snack, we had the Mandarin bar sliders, and they were awesome. So good, I think we ended up having two rounds. It has smoked bacon, some caramelized onions, and just a phenomenal barbecue sauce. I would highly recommend stopping into there and having a cocktail or two and trying the sliders. And also, I decided to take one last trip to the Riviera. It was a very sad and depressing place. Went in there. Granted, it was 10 o'clock in the morning on Monday, but it was deader than the doornail. It's fun to take it on one last time, but I don't think anybody will be missing that place. Enjoy the podcast. Congratulations on the 500th episode.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
All right. We appreciate your report. Thank you very much for that. I love Mandarin Bar. It's such a nice place. Not cheap, but
no,
great views.
But great experience.
Haven't tried the food there, have we?
No, just the bar snacks.
Yeah, and I like bar snacks. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have bar snacks. Yeah.
They have a nice little tray of like nuts and...
These nuts.
Yep.
All right, continuing on with our farewell to the Riv. This is our touch. This show is our touching tribute to the Riv, if you haven't noticed.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's Alonzo one more time. There's no probably. I just walked out of the Riviera. Probably walked out the Riviera for the last time. Interesting place. You know, when I was here a couple of years ago, it was dead, like everyone's been saying, just a frickin' morgue. But this time, it seemed it was a little hopping. There was plenty of action at night. We walked through on a Saturday night, and all the tables were full. I think there was maybe one craps table that wasn't in operation. Everything else was rocking. The dollar table was two or three deep. The rest of them were $5, $10, $15, $25 tables, just like what you'd expect. Most of the slot machines were beeping and whirling away. It was curiously busy for a place that's going to close in about 2 weeks. And speaking of closing in 2 weeks, you could not tell from any signs around this place that it was going to close. Aside from one sign in the lobby that says your players' points need to be redeemed by May 4th. Other than that, and a couple of half-off sales at the magic shop and the toy store, you did not see a single sign that said anything about closing. Just thought that was a little odd. And because I was here, I had to take a leak.
Of course you
so
did.
So I went into what I could consider, I guess, the casino bathroom. Over by the Versailles Theater, big giant men's room full of mirrors. That's what got me about the place. Taking a leak there in front of the urinal, you're looking in a big mirror, just looking at yourself. And the urinals back to back up against the sinks to wash your hands at. That's another giant mirror. So you got the infinite mirror thing going on with your big ass head in the way as you're standing there leaking. But, you know, just another bathroom, nice black tile on the floor. The upsetting thing for me, and this always upsets me, is when the shitters come before the pissers, and that's what it is like there. This visit is in the morning. Things are not too busy, but I see that just being a giant clusterfuck traffic jam in the evening when that bathroom's busy. So that's what I know about the Riviera. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the call. As always, we appreciate your expertise on all matters related to Vegas bathrooms. And we have a related call. We have an actual related call to that.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is String Cheese. Alonzo has been marching me all around the Riviera 2 weeks from closure, searching for the perfect bathroom. I really hope he stays in there until I have a chance to finish this call. Then we can go. Okay. Thanks for the podcast. Bye.
That's got to be the downside of hanging out with Alonzo in Vegas. It's like everywhere you go, you're like, I'm going to go spend an hour in the bathroom so I can give a full report on 500. But we appreciate his sacrifices in order to bring us all of the top and bottom restroom reports. It is really nice. And Max continues to attack the wrapping paper from earlier. So we're having behavioral issues. Sorry about the whining in the background and all this. This is, we might need to take a break and...
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Okay, we are back from our exercise break with the boxers. I decided what I'm calling this show, by the way.
Yeah?
Podcastus Maximus.
Nice. Yep.
All right, carrying on.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Mara, a.k.a. OU Piglet, calling you from the lovely M Resort in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada on May 1st. My ninth wedding anniversary.
Yay.
With the most wonderful markdown Vegas. I remember actually calling in on, I think it was our second anniversary from the win. So, yeah, been around for a while. As you know, love you guys. Last night was fabulous. We got in last night, been here about 24 hours or so, hit a couple aces with the kicker. Tonight, yeah, giving most of that money back. But anyway, it's all right. It's all about having a good time and not being home and relaxing and chilling and all that kind of good stuff. Love the M. It's been great. Have comp rooms here. And staying away from the strip and all the douchebags and douchebaggery happening with the fight. So,
good move.
Much love to Snackus Maximus as well as Zoe and you and Michelle, Tim, and hope all is well. And we'll see you on the interweb. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Very cool. Always good to hear from Mara. We love her.
Yes.
And a quick follow-up.
Hey, Michelle, this is Mara again. I just hung up. I totally forgot to tell you that this is actually a total drunk dial.
No.
And besides being here with my husband, my best friend is here, and we're having a total sing-along in the empty casino, and it's pretty rocking. And I
awesome.
Was told that I had to do a drunk dial, a drunk call, so this is it. The loser. Anyway, I'm wearing my 500 shirt, but I haven't gotten a royal yet, so I'm going to keep trying. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Mara has had a tremendous run of hitting royal flushes while wearing a 500 by Midnight t-shirt.
She has.
I know,
indeed.
It's remarkable. She posts these pictures. I'm like, what the hell? She has not only just the high percentage of royal flushes that she hits, but then the fact that she happens to be wearing her shirt. Maybe she just wears that shirt all the time in Vegas, but I don't think that's the case. But I'm tickled by that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving along.
Tim and Michelle, it's Bob from Oregon.
Hello, Bob.
And I finally found Yennevere. I went all the way to Vesper. It was the only bar. I went to 8 bars that had it. Not only.
Now, when you say you found Yennevere at Vesper, I would assume, not knowing any better, that that's the name of a prostitute.
Did they have it? But they had a special bottling, a barrel that was dedicated to them. It's proprietary. So if you want a really good martini, get a Yennevere martini. Second thing I noticed on my travels, going to like 8 or 9 bars up the strip looking for this shit, I go into a convenience store, the Grand Canyon one, and as usual, they have bottled water way in the back. It's a trick, so you can maybe buy some bobbleheads and lame t-shirts. I go back there, I get some bottled water so I don't die on my adventure. And I'm trying to get to the register, and this broad in front of me stops dead in her tracks. Almost
broad.
Walked into her. She pulls out her cell phone and takes a picture of the freaking cash register and the scenes of the convenience store. Why the fuck did she do this? I don't know. I hope to God she just maybe works in the convenience store industry. Anyway, it was a successful trip. Thanks a lot, and good luck with the new dog.
Thank you. I'm guessing there was some sort of wacky item next to the cash register or something. But who knows? The dogs are at peace now.
Yes.
They've been reunited. They're no longer separated. For anybody who's playing along at home. And they are getting along smashingly. For now. Okay, a couple more
for
calls.
At least the next 5 minutes.
Yes. Let's check in with Danny Z again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Danny from Houston one more time. Wanted to tell you about the rest of our trip last week. As part of our trip, on Thursday, I had reserved a night at the Riviera, and when we went to check in, I only did it to get a free shirt. They said if you check in during the month of April, you get a free 60th anniversary shirt, and I love t-shirts, and I wanted one. However, they were charging a $17 resort fee, so I don't know why, and then wanted to put $100 hold on my credit card. That wasn't a big deal, but the resort fee was, and I just said, you know what, I'll take a picture of the shirt, and that'll be a memory if I did. And funnily enough, when they took my reservation, they didn't take their credit card. So, yeah, they have no way of charging me for that room. Hopefully they used it. Other thing is we went to SLS for the first time,
On a Friday night, it was really dead. Actually, no, it was Saturday night. It was Saturday night, and it was super dead. Ate an umami burger. That was fun. That patio is such a great location for people watching. We did get to see somebody get pulled over for drunk driving. And so our server said that we were there, obviously, for dinner and a show. And so we all watched her successfully pass her drunk driving test. So, yay, Vegas, I guess. Another thing we noticed is that Foxtail Club is set to slated to open April 24th. I'm outside of that demographic, but if anybody cares, it should be open by now. And then finally, I stayed at the Flamingo for the first time our last night in Vegas, and we were in a go high roller view room on the 26th floor. Had a fridge, and had drapes that we took about a day to figure out because there was a switch on the wall, and we're too stupid to figure out that's how you open the drapes. But other than that, it was a nice room. We enjoyed it. I was kind of surprised. There were lots of bros there doing bro-like activities, like shouting into the air, bro, being drunk, and nonsensically so. And that's fine if it's me, but bros and groups, not so much. But we enjoyed the gambling, actually. I warned my friends not to eat there. We did not. We did go to Serendipity 3 across the street instead and sat down on the patio and were swarmed. That was a swarm. Maybe about five or six roaches were around us at any given time on the ground. So, yeah, that was pretty disgusting. And I was suddenly not hungry anymore. So they should probably try to maintain that. But we know that's not synonymous with Caesar. So, either way, we had a good time. I will be back in less than 2 weeks now. We stupidly bought tickets for Rock and Rio. Not stupidly, it's for my wife's birthday, but now that I have tickets for free from my Vegas for the second weekend, I feel kind of stupid. Either way, I will live report from Rock and Rio both weekends. We have a bunch of other tickets. We have tickets to the Billboard and tickets to Journey and all sorts of fun stuff. And so, you know, as music lovers, y'all should probably enjoy some of that depending on how drunk I am. So thanks a lot, guys, again. Happy 500. And hope you get to Vegas soon.
All right. We look forward to your Rock and Rio and Billboard reports, too.
I'm very curious to hear those.
I think Van Halen is rumored to be playing at the Billboard Awards.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's cool. Even though Dave sounds like shit, it's still Van Halen.
He does not sound good.
Yeah, and Rock and Rio, I look forward to hearing the reports on... You know, it's going to say... It's because there's nothing to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be enough people there where it seems like it's probably busy. But... Given the overall capacity of the place, that's...
Yeah.
We're going to have reports of people saying, oh, there's tons of people here. Well, yeah, there's going to be tons of people there, but not 85,000 people a day.
I'm still curious to see, like, does it draw any traffic to SLS? Does it screw up any traffic?
It will.
There's
going to be a lot of traffic, at the very least, through SLS from the monorail.
Yeah.
I think SLS will probably do pretty well that weekend.
I would hope so.
And Stratosphere as well.
If they don't, they have real problems.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's two weekends. Mm-hmm. So,
what is navigating the city going to be like?
Or yeah.
Are there going to be any traffic clusterfucks?
Look forward to hearing your reports on it. All right. Final call of the week.
I'm Michelle, Barry D from Florida, still crawling through downtown Las Vegas. I just left the dead husk of a formerly great property, the Las Vegas Club. Boy, is it sad in there. And on my way down to California, I got a glimpse of the so-called beer garden at the plaza. You got to be kidding me. Beer garden? It looks like they just stacked up a bunch of crates out by the street. It's hot. It's dusty. I mean, you think Richard Tauber is going to run by and sing like Vienna City of My Dreams and that kind of a miserable place? Not in this lifetime or anyone I could think of. Oh, boy. What a joke. I'll check in with you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Reference lost, but I like that call. Yes. Thank you for your report, Barry. We do appreciate it. We appreciate all the calls this week, and I have a bunch of others that I ended up holding just because we had so many, so we'll have some more calls this next week. If you didn't hear yours, that's probably why. Thanks for all the reports. Good stuff. This week's Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. You know, whenever I see something that I would purchase. Actually, I think we have part of this. So somebody purchased a cocktail muddler and mixing spoon for $12. Good value. And if you're going to make some good, high quality cocktails, got to have a muddler.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
We didn't make our mint juleps yesterday.
You know, I don't know if I've ever had a mint julep.
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really ever had the urge to. They seem like a lady drink. Not that that stopped me before.
No, Strawberry Daiquiri.
Yeah, I've had plenty of lady drinks in my day, but mint julep just seems a little like too late. Nah, I don't know. I don't necessarily want a mint beverage.
Yeah. What about a mojito? What about
mojitos? They're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not at the top of my list though.
Huh.
So, I would have had. What else is in mint julep? Is there bourbon in it?
I believe it's bourbon and okay. then some.
I would have probably
sugar,
just wanted some straight
and then mint.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
On the Kentucky Derby day, if I were to have been drinking. I was drinking beer, however, so. Anyway, nobody cares. I will link to our Amazon.com listener purchase of the week, of course, on the website, in the show notes, as I always do. Thank you for clicking through our Amazon link before buying stuff. Help support the show. We get a small cut, and you don't have to spend any additional money. We do appreciate the support. Tons and tons of PayPal thank yous this week, because we've got 2 weeks' worth. So, and April was crazy. The number of people who were giving us karma donations was crazy. It was like the biggest month ever in the history of the podcast.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was huge. So thank you to everybody.
Yes.
So I'm going to fire through these because there's a lot, and we want to properly thank everybody. I'm all caught, well, pretty much caught up on emails. I've been thanking everybody. I always send an email to people when they support the show as well. And I think it's been a while, but I'm pretty much caught up. There might be a couple super old ones that I haven't quite got to.
Yeah.
Generally, they're like book related. But I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm proud of myself for this achievement.
You should be.
All right. Starting off with Mark. Thank you, Mark, for the donation. Mark and Diane, I believe, donation to bring Max home.
Oh, thank you.
Our friends from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We do appreciate that. And Max is home.
Yes,
he is. And resting comfortably. And
peacefully.
We've made many a run to the pet store for various things. So we do appreciate that. It's like, oh yeah, we should probably get this and this and this, and you know, we've got a lot of dog stuff, but you get a new dog and you realize, yeah, especially this guy, he needed like an extra long training leash because he's nobody cares about this, but he's been leashed inside the house to one of us at all times. Mm-hmm. It's a thing you're supposed
to assist
do
with bonding.
Yeah, so it's weird having right now I have him strapped to my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's weird. Anyway, I don't know why I'm telling you this. People are interested in our dogs, though. We have had many inquiries about how things are going with the new dog. Okay, moving on. This is going to be the longest thank you segment ever. Mike and Jen, a karma donation, thanking us for our great advice.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you, and good luck. Yes. Jim and Amy, a karma donation for their recent trip. Thanks,
thank
Jim
you.
And Amy. Alex, karma donation for a buddy's bachelor trip a couple weeks ago, April 23rd at MGM. Hope that
thank
went well.
You. Yes.
Bachelor trip. Sounds like a good excuse to go to Vegas.
Vince. Every excuse is a good excuse to go
I know.
To Vegas.
I love that when I see like somebody will tell me why they went. I'm like, yeah, perfect excuse to go to Vegas. Vince from Des Plaines, Illinois. Is it Des Plaines or
yes,
Des Plaines?
It is. Des Plaines and Des Moines.
And
don't ask me why.
And Illinois.
Yeah.
This was for adult novelties, also lube, and then in parentheses karma. So I'm not exactly sure what we're supposed to do with that, but.
Okay.
I thanked him and couldn't
thank
guarantee
you.
That that's what it would go for. But some of our dog toys are shaped like adult novelties.
They are.
So that's good enough. Adam with a karma donation for the fight weekend trip. That's Vegas Fanboy.
Oh.
Thank you, Vegas Fanboy.
Thank
you. If
you
haven't listened
yes.
to his podcast, check it out. He's a good dude.
Yep.
Thank
very
us for
funny
years.
Guy.
Thank you. Thanked us for years of great content. I don't know if I'd say years. I'd say sporadic. Sporadic over the course of years. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks, Adam. Teresa from North Carolina. I think she's a frequent participant on our Facebook group.
Yay, yes.
Longtime listener, first-time donor. Told
thank
us to keep
you.
Doing what we do. We will do our best to continue doing what we do, whatever that might be. Scott with a happy 500th episode donation said the show helps him get through the long drives to work.
Thank you.
That always
glad
makes
to help
me happy.
Out. Yes.
I do love that. I love, and I've said this before, but when people tell us how they consume the show, whether it's I hoard them all and it helps me get in a Vegas-y state of
planning
mind before
mood.
A trip,
yeah.
Or this gets me through Monday morning's commute, or what. I love that. It makes me happy to know that in some small way, the podcast made their day or their week happier.
And is helping them somehow.
That is cool. That yeah. is just really cool. Mike in, what is PGH? Poughkeepsie?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. I've never
seen it. If it's not.
I've never seen it abbreviated that way.
I don't know. Maybe that was the first thing I thought of, but it might be something else.
All right. Well, Mike, karma donation and thanks for a trip last week. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hope you had a good time. Kelly with a karma donation, looking for slot tournament luck during a trip that just ended. Hope that panned
out
for you.
Yes, I hope so too. Thank you.
Kurt from Albers, Illinois. We're big in Illinois this week, have you noticed? Karma donation for a just completed trip, thanking us for all the Vegas-y goodness.
Thank you.
Brian and Walter from San Diego. We know them from past karma donations.
Oh, yeah.
In Vegas once again. Hope it was a wonderful trip.
Yes, thanks.
Lee from Indiana with a karma donation for a trip last weekend.
Thank you. Hope it went well. Yeah,
absolutely. Dr. Vonx at Dr. Vonx on Twitter. Karma donation for a trip last week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Way with a karma donation. Loves the show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. We do appreciate that. Nick with a karma donation for an upcoming guys weekend in Vegas.
Ooh,
also,
have fun.
Also, we haven't had this. Also, bad karma for MGM and their greedy money grabbing palms. What the hell? We usually don't wish bad karma upon anyone.
No.
But what the hell? It's the big corporations in Vegas. It would be reverse. It would still be good karma for the player.
Yeah, there we go.
Who
the
wins
player,
there,
so. Yes. Good karma to, good luck to people playing and winning lots of money from MGM.
There we go.
Yeah.
Our old pal Chris from Missouri with a recurring donation.
Aw,
we
thank
do appreciate
you, Chris.
That, Chris. That dude is awesome.
He's great.
Another awesome dude, BC.
Yes.
BC said, if we had a nickel for every 500 by midnight podcast we've done, we'd have this donation. Congratulated us on 500 episodes.
Thank
Thanks, BC.
You.
Joe with a karma donation for a May 3rd through the 7th trip.
Good luck.
Thank us for 500 shows. You're welcome, and we appreciate it. Kim with a karma donation loves the podcasts.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Wally from Seattle, karma donation for a end of April trip that's probably still going on. Maybe still going on.
Well, hopefully doing well.
He had some very nice things to say. He asked me how I was doing health-wise, and we emailed back and forth, and he was very kind. So appreciate that.
Thank you,
Wally. Aaron with a karma donation. Celebrating getting married in Vegas on May 14th.
Oh, thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's awesome. I don't know if this is related or not, but Katie from Oak Creek, Wisconsin with a karma donation. Going to Vegas the week of May 11th for her sister's wedding.
Ooh.
I wonder if her sister is Aaron.
I don't know.
Either way, have a great time.
Yes.
And a wedding, always a good excuse to go to Vegas as well. Not that anybody needs a good excuse, but why not? Tara with a karma donation. This is Taylor from New Mexico's girlfriend.
Oh, awesome.
And she has a conference at Red Rock, and Taylor is tagging along because, of course, Vegas.
Yes.
So
excellent.
Thank you very much to Tara and to Taylor.
Yes.
And to everybody.
Good luck to everyone.
Ooh, got through
and
them all.
And if your trip has already occurred, I hope it went well.
Thank you guys so much for all the support. This means
yes.
a lot to us, and it really is just cool to know that the show means a lot to you and that you're like, you know what, I want to support it in whatever way I can, and that means a lot. So I can't thank you enough. It's very, very cool to know that it means something to you guys. Oh, we got through the show, and there's peace and harmony and love in the house with boxers sleeping comfortably and a couple little bursts. We haven't had a lot of boxer noise on the podcast lately, so this is kind of a throwback.
Yeah.
And I think it'll probably be that way for a little while until these two get settled in. But
that's all right.
I'm glad we made it through. I was worried it was going to be a little more of a challenge than it was.
Yeah.
We did it.
Well, hopefully it'll continue to be... Yeah.
The hard part is, part of the hard part for me has been getting some of the show prep I do in a different part of the house, and it's been challenging because he's afraid to go downstairs. Oh, they're cuddling again.
Oh.
He's afraid to go downstairs. We haven't worked through that, and I go downstairs to, because on that computer down there, I work through the call. I have to load some software in this one so I can do it up here.
Ah.
That'd be much easier, I think.
Okay.
I don't have my whole setup for recording phone calls up here.
Thanks for going into those technical details.
People, you're getting the behind the curtain view of the show again. Oh, way too much information that nobody cares about. Okay. All right, guys, thanks so much for everything. We do appreciate it. 500bymidnight.com is the website. You can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions to 500@gmail.com. I think we have a few of those queued up for next time we do that segment, but we'd love to have more. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. I like to bitch about stuff on there, not just Vegas things. I wonder how many people like unfollow me because they are anticipating me talking about Vegas all the time. And then half of it's like, fuck the Twins. No, I haven't been bitching about sports too much, but
no,
I don't know. You can follow my ridiculous thoughts on stupid shit just like you do on the podcast. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. We'd love to hear from you on all things Vegas related. As always, thank you so much for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. I hope you have a great week, and we will be back with another show next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.